That I'm busted all the time, but I can always let you have a shiny brand new smile, cause that's the kind of stuff I got a pile of. I haven't any silver to make my pockets clank, I never have a jingle in my piggy bank, but I can always let you have a shiny brand new smile, cause that's the kind of stuff I got a pile of. So step right up and get them while they're hot, you can have as many as you please. You'll pepper right up if you will take a lot and pass them out to everybody that you chance to meet. Hey, I haven't got a quarter, I haven't got a cent, and every nickel made is just another nickel spent, but I can always let you have a shiny brand new smile, cause that's the kind of stuff I got a pile of. I haven't got a dollar, I haven't got a dime, and you can hear me holler that I'm busted all the time, but I can always let you have a shiny brand new smile, cause that's the kind of stuff I got a pile of. I haven't any silver to make my pockets clank, I never have a jingle in my piggy bank, but I can always let you have a shiny brand new smile, that's the kind of stuff I got a pile of. Step right up and get them while they're hot, you can have as many as you please. You'll pepper right up if you will take a lot and pass them out to everybody that you chance to meet. Oh, I haven't got a quarter, I haven't got a cent, and every nickel made is just another nickel spent, but I can always let you have a shiny brand new smile, cause that's the kind of stuff I got a pile of. That's the kind of stuff I got a big pile of. Ain't kidding either.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And Claudia is sniffing the microphone, but she won't speak now. Maybe she'll come back and do that a little bit later, just to make her boyfriend, our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., just to make him a little bit happier. We'll see what she does. But that was a lovely first portion of the program. Happy to move on, though, to the next, which is the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We'll probably still have them next week, even though it's the bee's knees. The 2020 list show. Well, that's what we're going to call it for the rest of tonight, the 2020 list show. Because I got nothing to say about it now. Claudia is going to mark the microphone. No! Here, purr louder. Claudia is here for the initial radio obituary, but first we got to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. But the initial radio obituary is for the beloved cat friend of the program, Moon Pie, who hung out with human... our director of minutiae, Bob Cohen. For many years, of all of Bob Cohen's cats, Bob voted Moon Pie to be the least likely of the cats to eat their faces if they died and the cats hadn't been fed. He was always sweet and friendly and was an attention junkie in the best possible way. You hear that, Claudia? You hear that? Moon Pie's name was picked based on the NRBQ song and his pretty little moon face. Moon Pie was the best natural antidepressant around. And so we begin the initial radio obituary tonight for Moon Pie right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ooh.
songs we know. Into the sea, you and me. All the years and no one heard. I'll show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing. We miss you, yes. Love pass. We miss you, yes. Love. So wonderfully, 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 wonderfully pretty. Thank you.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Dawn Wells, the American actress, best known, of course, for her role as Marianne Summers on the CBS sitcom Gilligan's Island. In 1959, she was crowned Miss Nevada and represented her state in the Miss America 1960 pageant. After her career began to wind down a bit, she founded the Idaho Film and Television Institute not-for-profit, where she also organized Spudfest, which was a regional annual family movie festival, and she also promoted Idaho potatoes. Dawn Wells just passed away at 82. She's the post-initial radio obituary right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank. No, we've got one more thing to say about her. We're going to send this radio obituary out to friend of the show, Burton Siegel. I worked with him at KZYX. He was on the hiring committee when I interviewed to be the executive director and general manager of Mendocino County Public Broadcasting many years ago. And when it was his turn to ask a question in the interview process, he asked me, Ginger or Marianne? We love Burton Siegel. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Dawn Wells right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Consequently, her role in the show has been drastically reduced. The professor is inverted! All of his internal organs are exposed! There are 7 Gilligans, all of various sizes and shapes. 5 of them look exactly like Morley Safer. There is an extra character. His name is Titanium X2A. His sole purpose on the show is to annoy Gilligan number 5.
Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island.
The boat is no longer called the Minnow. It's now called the Daily Special Includes Soup and a Salad. The laugh track has been replaced by a dial tone. And now the credits are rolling. They're hieroglyphics. The theme is being sung by the president of the American Dental Association. An announcer comes on. He says, "We are very sorry, but
something's wrong with Gilligan's Island.
Hey, you guys, come here! Look, there's something wrong with Gilligan's Island! Call the authorities! Call the authorities! Call the authorities! There's something wrong! Something wrong with Gilligan's Island! Everything else is normal. Let's change the title. Look, the Brady Bunch. Oh, this is the episode where Jan gets her teeth removed and the big plastic thing attached to her forehead. Wait, that's kind of unusual too, come to think of it. There's something wrong with the Brady Bunch. There's something wrong with the Brady Bunch.
The girls with the new sound, and here they are, the Honeybees.
A prisoner needs a cell, like a ding-dong needs a bell. You need us. You need me. You need me. Like a picture needs a star, like a golfer needs a par, like teenagers need a car. You need.
Thank you.
The next radio obituary is for Eugene Wright, the American jazz bassist, who was a member of the Dave Brubeck Quartet. He became successful at the peak of the swing era, playing with Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, went on to play bebop with musicians including Sonny Stitt. Eugene Wright just passed away at 97. We want to thank our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., for everything he did on this radio obituary tonight, and also reference back to our post-initial radio obituary for Don Wells moments ago as we begin the next radio obituary for Eugene Wright right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Savior for his love and favor, trusting him my soul to keep. In my little dream boat, I go sailing to the land across the foam. There I hear the singing, happy voices ringing, of the saints at home, sweet home. Sailing in my little rainbow, all the sleepy tide, drifting to beauty yonder as that city I behold. Everybody seems to be so happy where there is no thought of wrong. To the King Supernal, giving praise eternal as they sing the glad new song. Sailing in my little
writing songs of love, but not for me. Our lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Broadway play can guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get there. Ah, oh, alas, and also lack-a-day. But I still can dismiss the memory of his kiss. I guess he's not for me. And also lack-a-day. but I still can't dismiss the memory of his kiss. I guess he's not for me. I still can't resist the memory of his kiss. I guess he's not for me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Balls in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Damir Kukurazovic, the Croatian jazz guitarist. He just passed away at 45. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we have yet another radio obituary in which we thank our titular head of research for his non-titular activities, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. It's the radio obituary for Tony Rice, the American guitarist and bluegrass musician. He was an influential acoustic guitar player in bluegrass, progressive bluegrass, newgrass, and acoustic jazz. He was inducted into the International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame in 2013. Over the course of his career, he played alongside J.D. Crowe in the New South, David Grisman, Jerry Garcia, and led his own Tony Rice unit. Yes, that's what we're calling it tonight. And he also played with his brothers Wyatt, Ron, and Larry. Tony Rice just passed away at 69. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Dharampal Gulati, the Indian businessman known as the Spice King, as a reference to his pioneering of ready-to-use ground spices. Back in the 60s, most people in India hand-ground their spices. He revolutionized the industry and was awarded India's third highest civilian award in 2019. Dharampal Gulati just passed away at 97. He is the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sounds it. Come on, bands.
Penultimate radio obituary is for L.D. Bechtel, the American musician, art director, and writer best known for participating in the Magnetic Fields 69 Love Songs project. He also illustrated the companion book. You may have read his writing about popular culture in Time Out or even the Oxford American. L.D. Bechtel just passed away at 56. It's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.